So just let's do a quickie. Just close your eyes on and just relax for a minute or two or three or five. All right. And just imagine. And we're not going to go deep on this one. This is just a thought process, really. Imagine that you're facing the you you're going to be in 2 or 3 years. And this you that's 2 or 3 years ahead of you is powerful and enjoys and relishes their power, is free to be. Is happy, fulfilled. And this fulfillment doesn't really come from doing anything external. It's a fulfillment that comes from loving the self, feeling connected to the divine, and enjoying what they do. So just imagine that this is you. 2, 3 years in the future, the eyes of the have the same light, but they're so much more radiant overall. They're healthier. They're stronger. Not strong in a fighter's sort of way, but strong in the knowledge of who they are, in their truth. Stronger in their love. And yes, perhaps even stronger in the physical body. This one you face is radiant. You can feel, let yourself imagine, you can feel their love. They love their life. They love you. You who to them is like your inner child may be to you. They love you. They have complete and total compassion, caring and understanding for you. There's nobody else who understands you as well as you, especially a future self who is totally fulfilled. They know who they are. They can love, touch, and heal. They can imagine and create and activate a flow. They know the divine is within them. And they never give their power away, even to God. They're co-creators with their reality. Feel the love and compassion. Now imagine what that might feel like. To have a being that is actually you, that knows you so well, knows every thought and feeling you have, to unconditionally love you, accept you, and have compassion for you. Imagine. Imagine that. What would it feel like to be totally accepted? Let yourself walk over to this self that stands before you. This future self opens their arms, and you step into their arms. You embrace. Let them hold you. Smell them. Touch them. Feel them. Allow them to just drench you with their wisdom, their awareness, their light, and their strength. Let yourself just receive. You don't have to earn any of this. You don't have to deserve anything. Just let yourself receive it. Let yourself just receive. And now you ask, after you say thank you, because it feels really good. How can I be lined up with you better? Help me line up my future path to come to this place. And your future self says, okay, what is it about me that you really want? Is it the pleasure and joy in doing what you're doing? Your lifestyle? You're happy? You have money, you have health, you have friends, you have good things? If so, then feel that I have for you. Feel that energy in me. And you step back from your future self. And your future self points a finger out your heart and comes and touches your heart. And a light comes from above into the crown, the top of the head of your future self. And that beam of light, you can just see it glowing all the way down to the heart. And from the heart comes out the shoulder, down that arm, to that finger, to your heart. And let them zap your heart with light. It's like goes in with tremendous impact, tremendous, wondrous force of love. It kind of takes you aback, even. It's so direct, so powerful. And they smile, seeing your response, and they begin to step back. And they step back. And as they step back and their finger pulls away, there's a beam of light from their fingertip to your heart. And as they step back, this beam of light extends, extends, extends. They walk backwards easily. Even if you don't walk backwards all that easily, they certainly know how to. With their finger pointing at your heart, a beam of light connecting you and they. Light still pouring in through their crown and still pouring through their finger into you. And they step back 15 feet. They step back 20 feet. They step back 25 feet, 30, and this beam of light is just as strong, if not stronger, that connects you. And your future self says, are you ready? And you say, yes. And they lift that hand. A beam of light moves up to the crown of your head as they lift that finger pointing up to the crown of your head. Then they make a motion all the way down to the ground, pointing their finger down to the ground, and a beam of light anchors to the ground. And from your feet, a pathway opens up between you and they, between you and your future self, between your feet and their feet, a glowing light, a pathway to your freedom, to your love, to your joy, to your happiness. And they stand there, and you feel the connection, you feel the pathway stronger, brighter. It gets a little wider. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful path. Let yourself feel connected, linked up with your future self. You're on the path. You're on the track. The track to that which you desire. All right, so let yourself come back now. See if you can keep that connection or that sense of connection. All right. Thank you, dear one.
Thank you.
All right. Another question.
Yes, Galexis.
Yes.
Since my slave driver kissed me goodbye last summer, which was very dear of them, because they knew that they were hurting me and I didn't need them anymore. So I didn't even have to fire the sweetheart. I said thank you, and they went their way. And ever since then, yes, I did fall into kind of a dark chaos void of, oh, what now? And then began the practice of doing what I want to do daily, like taking a drink of water or stopping my email while I'm writing it if I'm not in the mood, instead of feeling like I'm pushed to the limit of every millisecond to accomplish the universal coordination of God's creation of me, but I'm created to be happy and thankful and appreciative, and I'm practicing that now. Mm-hmm. So when the fear and the panic comes up, as I don't get out of bed at 8 o'clock in the morning, I simply say, this is your life. You do what you want to do. You can get your other work done later. You work better at night anyway. So take it easy. And it's like pulling back on the reins of a horse. But it must be gentle and kind, like you said. So it's been quite difficult. I haven't come up with a vision of a future self. That's okay with me. I'm creating my present state of being at home with my own choices and doing things my way and not the consensus way.
Mm-hmm.
However, the discipline and the motivation that it takes is a little rough because I'm a little deterred, as you said, from age and work and health, etc. Do you offer any... I know your tools for feeling the heart, and that's what I do all the time. In fact, I imagine my heart as a giant organ in a big church in the Vatican. My heart is this gigantic organ that plays the most beautiful music and fills with the most love I can fill it with. Do you recommend any other motivational thoughts and techniques that might help me get out of bed a little more easily and do those things I really don't want to do with a more open, receptive, happy attitude?
All right. Well, thank you. We have talked to you a couple of times already about perspectives on the fear and that kind of thing. And a lot of it, as we have said, is actually chemical in your body, chemistry in your body. And until that gets kind of addressed, working with the emotions is all that you can really do until that comes into balance there. Now, as far as working with your emotions and so on, is that there you lie in bed and you know that you must get up and do something, a task, okay? Like, for example, you need to maybe fix something to eat, or you need to...
Eat a raw egg.
Right, okay. That's pretty easy.
It sure is.
Okay, so what is it that you feel you must discipline yourself to do? Give us an example in order to get out of bed to do it.
I believe that the formation of the ideas of a new career. I think right now the current I'm ahead of myself. I'm trying to do everything at once. What I want to do now is heal myself physically, get off this medicine, and then make some money before I go away.
All right.
And I don't really have a problem now with laying in bed because I'm meditating and I'm breathing and I'm doing what I neglected to do when I was a slaveaholic.
Right.
Because I'm giving, instead of just, oh, I'm going to give myself another hour to do this job on the internet. No, I give myself an extra hour to do meditation, which brings up more. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually physically feeling the feelings that have been pressed down through the intellectuality of trying to avoid them.
Right, right.
So I just am asking for a happy kick in the butt every time I have to do something.
A happy kick in the butt. Well,
I don't want to do.
That's what the slave driver thinks you know, it can do for you. And it wants to come across being really happy, but it doesn't do it too well.
Well, that's why he's not there.
Yes, that's right. Now, you feel that you should motivate yourself to think about your future.
Yeah, I do. I need some cash.
Right.
And something to interest me so that I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
For you to think that, you've got to figure that out.
Yeah.
You got your slave driver on your case.
I'm ahead of myself,
You're
right?
ahead of yourself.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
You have to stay there until you want to get up. Stay there until but you see what happens is that there's resistance there. And you use the fear, in a sense, as a motivator, saying, oh, I really need to hurry up. I need to hurry up and figure out something to do. I need to hurry up and figure this out.
Actually, what I'm saying is you don't need to hurry up. Lay down in bed and shut up. Make something to eat and go back to bed if you feel like it.
All right. And then what happens, then why did you give us that example? Then,
because I wake up at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and there's a lot of stuff to do.
Ah, okay. Now we got it.
Okay.
It's not okay to stay in bed all day.
No, not all day.
All right. It's at some point in the late afternoon, okay, you've been in bed enough now. You need to get up and do something.
That's what I do.
Okay, you wait until the slave driver finally, you know, has some supposedly legitimate thing that to kind of make you feel guilty or make you feel you need to get up.
Well, let's say it's legitimate, but it's not a guilty get up. It's,
do you really want to figure out? You really want to go and make money, and you know what you want to do. No, you've got to figure it out. The pressure is on you to figure it out.
Actually, I'm sorry I said that.
Oh, all right.
I'm dealing with the pressures of buying food, getting it down my throat, getting it out of my system, sleeping, and trying to get a visa, and just balancing my bank books right now.
Okay, so
I'm really not trying to get a job going.
Doing a task,
mm-hmm.
to do a task to motivate yourself without the slave driver.
Thank you.
We said, if you remember, we said all your tasks are loving yourself, are one way of loving yourself.
Okay, great.
All right?
Yeah.
If you can remember that.
I can.
Oh, you know, getting your visa, that's a step towards loving yourself.
Yes.
Okay,
good.
Getting the bank, step towards loving yourself.
Yeah.
All right? So, because if you resist any of it, the slave driver has to come.
Perfect answer.
Oh, all right. Well, we were surprised because we had already said that.
Well, I have my memory to deal with here.
Oh,
so
well,
I'm
then you have...
Very happy to hear it again.
So you can stay in the present, you hear it again, and you just get a good emphasis. How wonderful is that, huh?
Well, I remember now.
Good. Yeah. All right.
Thanks. I'm sorry to ask you so many questions the same.
That's quite all right. But you see, is that you keep going to the next piece, which is wonderful. You're making your way through the chaos.
I am.
Yes, you are. Because every time you ask a piece, it's not because somehow or another you're stupid or something. It's because you've looked at everything that we've said, and you've come to a place of understanding about it, and now you've come to a place where there isn't an understanding. So you need to find out what's going on there, you see, or you really, truly have a motivation to find out what's going on. You do care enough and love yourself enough to do that.
You mean to find out who I'm going to be?
Yeah, or what you're ever going to do, or how to motivate yourself the next step of your journey.
Yeah, well, aside from that, I think the water drinking is really great.
Right. It's just don't try to do it long-term yet.
Okay.
You still have a little time here, but you got to make it through the being transition, the
uh-huh.
healing that you're going through.
Well, at least the physical healing.
Yeah, you need to kind of really be with that, okay? And really loving yourself, every step of the journey, loving yourself.
Thanks.
All right. Now, if there is a medication you feel you must get off of, if that medication really helps you, then we would suggest you may not want to get off of it if you feel, but if you feel really imbalanced with it and it makes you absolutely wacko at times, then yes, you do need to get off of it. But the most important thing is to recognize that you use whatever resources you have available. And if a med works, then that's a good resource.
Well, then I've done a great job.
Right. But
thanks.
So give yourself permission.
Thanks.
To do whatever is necessary to love yourself now.
Got it.
All right.
I'm doing it.
Right on.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, dear one. All right. So let's do some work with slave driver, right? Let's get your guys all kind of cleared up, juiced up, ready to go. So we're going to do a little meditation, another meditation. Let yourself get comfortable. Close your eyes. Take a gentle, relaxing breath. There we go. Any tension? Just imagining all the tension in your body just kind of melting partially. You have just enough tension to keep yourself sitting or in position without falling over. Letting yourself just be with yourself, letting yourself just be present with yourself. Being with you. As if there's no one else around. As if there's just you and us together. Just the two of us. And we're going to talk directly to you. You have had this slave driver on your back. You may have gotten rid of it more than once. But it's still itching to come in. Is still itching to find some way to make you do something. Your reality is going to bring you something to be scared about. Your reality is going to bring you something to feel guilty about. Your reality is going to bring you something to feel pressure about. And as soon as you have the fear, guilt, pressure, the slave driver is following right behind. So it's time to let the slave driver go. The slave driver is actually the dark form of your motivation, of your true will and motivation. Because it's the twisted, dark motivation. Without the slave driver, you don't really know that well what true will and motivation really feel like, how to live in alliance with it, because this is part of a new paradigm just coming to the planet, and you just bringing it. So now, personify your slave driver. Whatever your slave driver might look like for you, you know the personality of your slave driver. It's a sub-personality of yours. You modeled the slave driver after somebody you knew. Maybe it was your mother, your father, a school teacher, a friend of the family, somewhere. You found a model and you built on it. Your slave driver may not actually look like that person at all, but they'll have some of the qualities of that person who knew how to drive, to push relentlessly, always there, ready to crack the whip always ready to bring in some excuse for you to feel fear, guilt, or some kind of judgment. That you must move and do things in order to compensate for. So see this slave driver personified in front of you. And notice. Is it male or female? How tall is your slave driver? Does it look like some monster? Or does it actually look like a human? What does it look like? Does it look like an animal or amorphous blob? Or is it a stern person? Or a sneakily cajoling, seductive person? Someone who's relentless. Someone who pushes, who never gives up. Yeah, you wanted to be the slave driver yourself, but you're not a machine. So you gave that role to the slave driver. Now the slave driver did this, became your employee, in order for you to achieve what you wanted to achieve. Now, when you were in your 20s, you wanted to achieve certain forms. And you have definitions for those forms. So what we would suggest right now is to realize, okay, I had a materialization, manifestation that I wanted for relationship. Just reach somewhere around you. There's a piece of paper stuck, maybe under your arm, maybe in your sock, and sticking out, you pick up this piece of paper. It may be very small, and on this piece of paper it says relationship, and it has all your dreams from your 20s, about what you wanted in a relationship, the perfect love relationship, the perfect family relationships, the perfect friendships, your definition of relationship. And down beneath there, at the bottom of it, is an addition that you made somewhere later. If you're over 45, you made another addition in there. Oriented perhaps to your spirituality. Oriented to a greater level of success. Perhaps to your caring about the world. And you added that in there. Take this piece of paper. The slave driver is standing there. And walk up to the slave driver with this piece of paper and put it down on the ground at the feet of the slave driver. Come back to your position. Do the same now with your health. Somewhere is your idea of what it's like to be healthy, your definition of health. Is it tremendously physically active doing sports? Or is it the ability to just eat whatever you want and lounge around and feel just great? Which is kind of an adolescent idea. Or what was yours? Maybe you didn't even take care to think about that. But you had an image of what healthy would look like for you. What kind of health you wanted. You wanted to be able to go, go, go. You wanted stamina. You wanted strength. There it is, written down in that piece of paper. Maybe you find that under your belt or tucked in the pants or in a pocket or somehow in your hair. And you look at that And there is the definition of what you thought health would be, what it would look like when you were young. And if you're over 45, that addition that you added to it, how to age better than everybody, what that's going to look like. And you don't have to read every word. You don't have to know what's written on there. You just see it's your definition of health. And you go and put it at the feet of your slave driver. You come back to position. A third piece of paper. Having to do with your resources, with your money, with your financial, with your support system. You reach around, you find it. The definition of being supported well in your reality. What you wanted. How much stuff did you want? How much resources did you need to have when you were young in your 20s? And if you're over 45, what additions have you made? Support. Take that piece of paper too and put that at the feet of the slave driver. Come back to position. Still facing the slave driver now. You find one more piece of paper. And this piece of paper has everything else on it, including spirituality. As your creativity, your imagination, your intangible stuff, the definitions of your power, your definition of freedom to you, the definitions of things. And this is a bigger piece of paper. It's written on the back too. And maybe it even unrolls a bit, and so you have it, you unroll it a bit, and it's like a scroll, and it's got a lot of stuff on it. Your spiritual path as an achievement, to achieve enlightenment, to achieve bliss, connection with the divine, to achieve prestige, authority in spiritual things, to achieve, included in there amongst all these other things with lifestyle and other definitions. And you roll it back up. It's a good, long, juicy list of old definitions, and you go and put that at the foot of your slave driver. And returning to position, you look at the slave driver, and you look at their attitude standing there. They had a job to fulfill, and they did a good job. They had to keep you motivated when you would, as a young adult, and over the years, after the 40s, flagged and slagged and got tired and didn't want to. They had to come in, push you. For your own good, you thought. The guilt tripped you. They fear tripped you. They judged you. Any way they could get you to move. They've been working hard. You've been resistant. So they had to work hard to overcome your resistance. Mentally speak to them. Thank them. Thank your slave driver for all the work it's done. My, you had had such hopes that you would have achieved everything by the age of, what, 32, 33, and then you would have played the rest of your life, done creative adventures, traveled, whatever it was. And here you are, Maybe you're even over 45. And this whole track of success, your slave driver pushing you on, you still didn't get it. You didn't get it all, or you didn't get it enough, or you didn't get it more. Thank the slave driver for trying, because you're beginning to realize that you are resisting. Inside yourself, you really wanted to stop at times. You really didn't want to keep going. You didn't want to push anymore. You wanted just to be happy, to be free to be you. But that's when your slave driver became toxic and wouldn't give you peace, wouldn't let you just relax and rest. There's some frustration about that. Tell the slave driver that you've been frustrated, sometimes downright angry, feeling powerless. You wanted them to stop many times and they just wouldn't. Your slave driver responds and says that's because you said I had to stay on your case until you got there, and you're not there yet. You gave all your persistence and dedication, commitment, and discipline to your slave driver. So take them back. Say, I want my commitment, my discipline, my persistence, my dedication, my commitments. I want it back. I want all that back. So the slave driver, it's works for you. It's your employee. Your slave driver reaches around and out comes some pieces of paper. One says commitment. The other says discipline. Another says persistence and dedication. There may be a couple of more. And they pull it out of their pocket and say, well, you gave these to me. You gave me a commission to do this. But if you want them back, that's all right. The slave driver steps over the pile of papers you have at their feet, comes over and deposits it at your feet, and returns to their position. So now you face the slave driver. You have a little pile of papers and at your feet, the slave driver at their feet. And you say to the slave driver, now I'm relinquishing all these old definitions. As a last act of your employment, I request that you take these definitions and destroy them. They're no longer valid. I'm done with them. You can throw them out for me. And I now take this dedication, this persistence, this commitment, this discipline, I take it back for me. And you stretch down, you pick up the pieces of paper and you take them in your hand. And you tuck them away in little spots in your body. Maybe a pocket under your collar. Tuck them away. Let them be part of you now. Let them return to you. And now facing your slave driver, you say, all right, this ends your term of employment. You've had a good run. It's time for you to retire. You're fired. I'm going to let you go now. I'm going to let you go to a place that where you can be who you are. That you can be free of your job. It may be an island in the Caribbean, all belonging to the slave driver with a beautiful mansion on it with servants. What would you think would be the most free, indulgent, irresponsible, uncommitted, undisciplined life? And they've been overdoing all the persistence and stuff. What if they didn't have to do it anymore? What kind of luxury life, similar to what you imagined you wanted when you were in your 20s, a luxurious life doing nothing. Give it to the slave driver. If you like, you can give your slave driver a gold watch, a retirement party, a nice financial trust. They're taken care of now. They're a good employee. They get a good retirement. Shake their hand. Bid them farewell. And as you do that, your slave driver's stern visage or clothes that they wear, maybe they were wearing black leather with chains, all their appearance shifts and changes. The push-drive slave driver dissolves into a congenial, easygoing person. Relaxed, happy, perhaps creative, perhaps juiced with some interests. And they look genuinely happy. They say goodbye. They turn around. And they begin to walk away. And then they pause. And they turn around and they say, you know, you're a pretty hard taskmaster yourself. I had to work really hard. You resisted me, you fought me every step of the way. But I forgive you for that. And you smile. And you say, yeah, I forgive you for trying to overcome all my resistance and trying to make me successful. That's what you were there for. Both of you smile. The slave driver, now looking very pleasant, very mild, easygoing, turns and leaves. You stand free, alone. And so now you call, mentally you call. You call for assistance, you call for support. And you see a sky of stars surround you. And every one of those stars, a little twinkling light, a friend for you. Loving you. And some of those stars move from their position and move above you and form a bright star that is us, the way we show ourselves. And we send a beam of light down to you. That as it touches you, you realize it is a column of light that surrounds you. Let yourself be surrounded in this light, in our love. It may be in your favorite color. It may be in a pastel shade of lavender. Let us take off of you all the hardship energy that you've built up over the years, that life can be so hard because you had to fight your slave driver. Your slave driver had to beat you up to make you go to scare the dickens out of you, to guilt trip you, anything. Let yourself let it all go now. Let all those years of suffering and struggle, hardship, martyring, burnout, resisting, all the pain, all the wounds, all the disappointments. Oh, there were so many disappointments. All the setbacks. Let them go out of your body now. Let them go out of your body. Breathe them out. Let them out of your lungs. Let them out of your chakras, your root chakra. Your throat chakra. Your heart chakra. Your solar plexus, your intestines. All the images of the future, the scary images of the future, let them go out of your third eye. All your resistance to receiving help, because you thought it'd just be more slave driver. You thought God would be more slave driver. That God would judge you, that you weren't enough, that you had to earn more love. Open your crown. And finally, open your second chakra, where you hide the shame, the guilt, the judgment, the feelings of inadequacy, the feelings of not good enough, that you haven't done enough, fast enough, good enough, you're behind, all that, that the slave driver could snag you with. Let it release out of your sacral chakra, out of your sexual chakra. Let it just, let it go. Just sense it just dissolving. And let yourself feel the emptiness that's inside you now. You've let go of a lot of stuff. We're taking it. It doesn't hurt us. We don't vibe with it. We can just translate it right back to light. And we have a nice vortex set up too. We're just sending it out there. So just give us anything that still inhibits you, restrains you, limits you, anything toxic, any problems with your health, any problems with your finances, any problems with your relationships, give them to us. Just let them dissolve, just like that, just as easy as pie, just let it go, and let us pick it up and just take it for you, and just send it on out. And let yourself feel empty and free, peaceful. Any guilt left over, just let it go. It has no place in you now. Any fear, let it go. It has no purpose for you now. Be here now. No thinking about the future. Orient yourself to right here and now. Trust that it will unfold. You didn't come here to fail. Let go of the false dreams. Let us just wash you a little bit. Let us put a little shower on you. Just clean you up. Just let it wash away. Let it flow away in the light. Easy, gentle, gentle, you know, just let it go. You may not think you're that good at letting go, but you're doing pretty good. Just relax. We're taking care of it. You don't have to micromanage it. You don't have to know everything that's going. Just know it's a limitation. It's a blockage that comes from definitions made twisted, dark, and awry. Old definitions. There we go. You got it. And as you're just draining this stuff out and we're sending it out on the vortex, notice that standing before you is your future. Your future self, 2-3 years in the future. The one who's on the other side of the light chaos, the one who's found the new way, the one you came to be, the one who no longer lives according to other people's rules, but according to his or her motivation, true will, with a divine identity. Feel the resonance of that. Feel the radiance. Feel the hugeness of this future you, who's found the secret of happiness, who lives it, who's in bliss. Sometimes you've thought you'll never get there, but here you are facing your future, who's there. Are we there yet? They're there. For you, they're there. They're still expanding and growing. But it's not painful anymore. It's not hard. They have everything they need and desire. They're free. Feel this resonance. Feel this light. Feel this energy. Claim it for you. This is your energy. Feel what it is like not to have a slave driver. What is it like to be motivated from truth, from your true motivation, with no resistance? There is no resistance from you. There's no resistance in your reality, therefore. Your reality reflects you. If you're not resisting, if you're flowing, your reality will flow too. Imagine, what would that feel like, the freedom? The ease, the flow, the elegance, the grace. Claim it. It's yours. So give us a sense of what you want. A sense of this future self that you want that is so wonderful, so glorious for your future. Healthy, vibrant, loving, free person. And give that to us, too, just like you gave us the resistances, the blockages, the dark limitations. Give us this, too. Give us this dream of you being happy and fulfilled. Give it to us. And we'll put it out on the vortex into your reality to make it happen, to allow it to come, to allow it to be yours. So let us just flow it through you with our beam of light, with our column of light. We'll flow it right through you. And we're going to flow it up, 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 through the top of your head, into the vortex. You're in the center of the vortex. It spins out there. We're sending it out. It's broadcasting your choice around your planet, in your reality, in your illusion, in your world. Gently, easily, gracefully. No pushing, no hassle. Yes. and we're just going to fill you up with light. All those empty spaces where the dark stuff left, we're going to fill you up with light in the vibration of your dream, of your choice. There, let it in. You're getting brighter, brighter, more radiant, more light. All right. Let it continue to work. It'll continue to work through the night, ending when you wake up and get up in the morning, or whenever you choose to get up. You're a free being, a powerful reality creator, a spark of the divine, of infinite value and worth. You're here for self-realization and divine realization, God realization. You're not any lowly scum. You're not here for punishment. You're here for glory. Just let your brain wrap around that for a while. And let your attention, meanwhile, come back to your body, to the present, allowing yourself to open your eyes and realize you're still in a flow, things still going on. And they'll just continue very gently. You'll feel lighter and lighter. And when you wake up in the morning and get up, or whenever you do, just note you're lighter, you're freer. It has been a pleasure, as always, for us to work with you, and we look forward to any other opportunity that we may have in the future to work with you, to work with your beautiful energies. Your planet needs you. The world needs you to show the world what it's like to live free of the slave driver. A new kind of success, unique to you. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and, as always, our love. Well, you're welcome. Farewell.